Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters, distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Light Broke Through the Darkness. A dear friend of mine, who has twice been a guest writer for Fourth Day Letters, sent me a text message a few days before Christmas. Included with his text were two pictures which he had taken on his way to work. He felt these pictures perfectly depicted the coming of Jesus as light into the darkness on that first Christmas day. Today, I want to share those photos with you and the message which they convey. Please listen to more. In the first picture, we see a gloomy, overcast day. My friend Lee is the pastor of Mountain Hill Community Church, which sits on the top of a mountain on which I live. This gloomy picture was taken near the bottom of the mountain. As he drove up the nearly 3,000-foot ascent to his church at the top, suddenly a bright light broke through the gloom and was evidenced in his second picture. In a flash, these two starkly different pictures taken on that same day, just minutes apart, spoke to him of the meaning of Christmas. So now I share them with you. Around 700 years before the birth of Jesus, the prophet Isaiah, in Isaiah 9 verse 1, spoke of the light Jesus would bring into the world when he said, quote, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who lived in a land of gloom, a light has shone." End quote. He went on further in Isaiah 9:5 to speak of that day that the Christ child would be born. Quote, "For a child is born to us, a son is given to us. Upon his shoulder dominion rests. They name him Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace." End quote. On December 25th, we celebrate the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. We celebrate the light of Christ entering into the darkness of our world, and we also celebrate the light of Christ shining into our own darkness. Later in life, during his public ministry, Jesus affirmed that he was indeed the light. We read this in John 8, verse 12. Quote, "Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world." End quote. Next, Jesus gives us this assurance. Quote, "Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." End quote. Now that Christmas Day has passed and the Christmas season has begun, what are we to do with this light Jesus brought into our world? As we look again at the verse above, we see that Jesus says, we will have the light of life. If we have it, what are we to do with it? In Matthew 5, verses 14 to 16, we are again told to be the light. He tells us that our light must shine before others. He goes on to say that as light, our good deeds should glorify our Heavenly Father. Jesus is calling on you and me to keep His light alive. Will we? Let me conclude my short Christmas message by examining a few verses from one of our favorite Christmas hymns. O Holy Night. O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Is Christ's light alive and burning brightly in our hearts? Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. We have all sinned. Christ has come into the world. Has he come into our soul? Does our soul feel its true worth? A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Do we rejoice in the hope that this year will be a new and glorious morning in our relationship with the Christ child? Fall on your knees, oh, hear the angels' voices. Oh, night divine, the night when Christ was born. Oh, night, oh, holy night, oh, night divine. Oh, night, oh, holy night, oh, night divine. Do we fall on our knees in appreciation and acknowledgement of just how divine the night of Jesus' birth truly was for our sinful world? Truly, he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. By loving one another, let us go forth and keep the light of our Lord Jesus Christ alive in a world that too often is still gloomy and dark, like Pastor Lee's first picture. On behalf of my daughter Betsy, who helps me produce these Fourth Day letters, and Broken Door Ministries, I wish each and every one of you a very Merry Christmas. I pray that God's peace will be with you always. Now would you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, your Son Jesus brought light into our world. Through the power of your Holy Spirit, help me to keep your Son's light alive in me and help me to bring that light to others. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.